They declared me unfit to live. Said into that great void my soul be hurled. You want to know why I did what I did? Sir, I guess it's just the meanness in this world.
Don't sit and dream, put on a smile, go find a scene. I'm sure you'd meet someone who would really love you. Don't sit and hope, don't sit and pine. If you've been hurt, make up your mind. I'm sure you'd find someone who would really love you. I don't know why you sit around. I only know if love is gone. Don't sit alone with your pride. To whom this may turn to say, don't wait for love to come your way. Don't waste your time, make up your mind and make it happen. I don't know why you sit around. Da, 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 da. I only know if love is gone. Don't sit alone with your pride. Listen to me, and you would see just how fine your romance could be. I don't know why you sit around. I only know if love is gone. Don't sit alone with your pride. Listen to me, and you would see just how
good evening. My name's Sebastian, and you're listening to whom it may concern on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And I have a guest with me tonight. If you'd like to introduce himself.
Hey.
I got Theo here. Tonight we have an album that Theo picked out. We've been meaning to do this for a while. Like, we were talking about this ages ago. But the album of tonight, I guess we'll get just right into it, is Lost and Found by Free Range. And I guess, Theo, you know a fair bit about this band and the album, so I'll let you talk a little bit and introduce it.
Lost and Found, Free Range. Free Range is, I guess, what you'd call a solo, a group project, a solo writer that I guess evolved into a band. So the front person, Sophia Jensen, is kind of the figurehead and the creative director of this group. But also we have Bailey Missenberger on bass, Jack Henry on drums, and that's the core group. But also Andy Krull, not sure which pronunciation, tours with them, and I believe had a creative hand in this most recent album. And yeah, totally plays a vital role in this whole project, with slide guitar and backing vocals and such.
They're from the Midwest, right?
Yeah, I believe Chicago-based.
Chicago-based.
And they're in with... I saw them open for Slow Pulp back in November, maybe?
Nice.
And then
nice.
Open for Horse Girl the night before this album came out, or the night that this album came out, in March.
That's always exciting, like, hearing like, I don't know, them put out stuff and then they release it, like, the next day. So you kind of, like... I don't know, I feel like this is a super cool experience.
Yeah, this whole debate of like, oh, when I go see my favorite artist, I want them to play the songs I know. So I went to Free Range Horse Girl at the Armory, and I was like, oh, they're not playing any of the songs I know. They're playing all the new album, which is so cool, which ends up being so cool, especially.
Did they play the whole album, or did they just play a few songs?
They played exclusively the album. I don't think they played in album order, which is also super cool.
Interesting.
So you get a different, I guess, I don't know, orientation of all the pieces, different context.
Okay, cool. Well, let's just get into it. So yeah, this is Lost and Found by Free Range. Let's go.
Tilt your head to the side. Tilt your head towards mine. Staying up, staring out new late night. Cause there's a fire in the sky. There's a fire in your eyes. Running out in the middle of a landslide. Break your neck and try to move past. It's all the same to you. Cause I knew when you were tired, you couldn't help but feel desire. Only because there was nothing to climb to. Step over the answer, breaking walls you knew you'd never scale, it never fails. Make that fall and try to come back from it, it never change for you. Break your neck and try to move past. The sound, it's a timing thing. You know you leave and then you never want to go home.
Every day you would come around and walk me down to the lost and found. I saw you talking to some old friend, but you were both wanting summer's end. Seeing you for answers through a telescope.
Waking up. me down. Can't get it out of my brain. So when you hold me, you know I love you. I wanna show you how. But I just can't see why I'm trying to make me feel alone. Reaching out for you in the dark, inside a dream that I had. I'm scared that I won't know where to start. I couldn't find you in time. We're on a boat and it started sinking. I'll never get you out. It's a waking nightmare that I will leave you. Just another day I'll never win. But I'll try to slow it down, I'll let you in. Something.
Right, you just heard what was that, Hardly by Free Range. That kind of marks the halfway point. I actually couldn't even, I was looking on online and I couldn't really find, usually when you like look up an album you can like look at the Wikipedia and it'll tell you like it, like what sides, where the sides get split up on like the records, you can like split it into two halves, but this one I think it's just so recent that maybe they haven't done it yet.
Yeah. Once a month, I'm, like, refreshing the Free Range merch page to see if I can get this on vinyl. And I still have seen nothing, but I'll check after the show, see if we get anything. But, yeah. I don't know. I guess we'll go in reverse order.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Hardly. Just so... It's such a fun song live. But also, the lyrics are, like, daggers.
I wasn't really paying that close attention. I kind of like have a bad habit of just not paying attention to the lyrics of songs, especially when I'm listening to it the first time. I'm a very passive listener, I would say.
Yeah, I don't have any like pulled up right now, but I feel like that's okay.
Yeah.
With this album, because it's such a texture. It's so textural, and I think their textures are what make them so good and so powerful. We were saying that. Like less is more is something that we hear from like band directors all the time.
It's true.
But it's so true. And
it's true.
In verse differentiation, throughout the whole album, particularly Jack Henry on the drums does so much, you know, verse two, you'll get just like way less. And, or like in the last verse, you know, you'll get such little action. So then, the ending is more powerful when everything comes back in. So then Big Star,
I like that one. I think that's my favorite off the album. I've only listened to it like 3 times or something like that.
Yeah,
but I think that one stands out to me. I was kind of interested. I was wondering like maybe potentially if this album has anything to do with the band Big Star. Because I feel like, I've never listened to the lyrics, but you were saying it kind of feels like a sort of like innocent first crush kind of song.
Yeah.
And that it feels very similar to this Big Star song called 13.
Mm.
That's kind of about the same thing. Big Star is like a band from like the 70s. They're like pretty influential. There's like an Elliott Smith cover of 13 on one of his Whoa. Albums. I don't know. I feel like a lot of singer-songwriters really like Big Star or something like that. So I don't know. Maybe it's just a coincidence, but who knows? Yeah.
Elliott Smith is a great shout. I think super similar.
Yeah, I read this review that was comparing this album to like Elliott Smith and like Phoebe Bridgers or something, and I honestly couldn't totally hear it.
I can hear the Elliott. This is like Elliott Smith, but you can hear the words slightly more.
Mm.
They're a little more enunciated, not by a whole lot though.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like the first thing I thought of when I listened to this album was like Adrian Lenker. Like, it kind of sounds like that sort of like, at least the lead singer, what's her name?
Sophia Jensen.
Yeah, very much sounds a lot like Adrian Lenker to me.
Yeah, in an interview, they did mention Elliott Smith as a big influence.
Yeah.
But yeah. What else? Lost and Found title track is a really nice sound. Such subtle harmonies. Like they're just such subtly amazing musicians. The vocals, the main vocal part is doubled, and both parts deviate slightly from each other in a really, really tasteful way. And I wish I were an English major, because then I would know the right words. But the flow is just so good, of the delivery of the lyrics.
Yeah, another thing you mentioned was like you can kind of hear like the in the piano, you can kind of hear like the mallets, sort of like. I don't know. I thought that was pretty interesting. It kind of reminded me. We were listening to this one song. I don't remember which one it was, but it kind of sounds like this Bon Iver song I really like off of 22 A Million, which is one of my favorite albums. Where you can really, you can kind of like hear like the kind of like more than just like the actual musicalness of the piano, but like the whole thing. It's also something I've heard on like the like Aphex Twin song, April 14th. That's like the Kanye sample. And I don't know, it's really cool.
I think it's the mallets, like the felt on the mallets rubbing against each other.
Yeah.
Which is just so tasteful, just so cool. I remember hearing that the first time I listened to it, I was like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
They don't perform with a piano.
They don't?
No. Maybe like a MIDI keyboard. Mm. Maybe Andy will play a MIDI. But I don't think last time they had a... They didn't have a keyboard last time.
Interesting.
In March or whenever that was.
Okay, well, we're like halfway through the show, so it's time for a PSA. This one's about pedestrian safety. On February 8th, Allison Donovan was killed as she walked through the crosswalk in front of the West Somerville Neighborhood School on Powder House Boulevard, two blocks away from Tufts University. After fatally hitting Allison and injuring her companion, the driver sped away, stopping later at a restaurant for drinks and dinner and Home Depot to buy materials to hide the damage to his truck's body. Walking is one of the safest forms of transportation, but pedestrians need to pay attention to their surroundings, especially when crossing streets. Even if you don't have the walk light or other right of, even if you have the walk light or other clear right of way, bad drivers are everywhere. Don't expect them to stop what they do. Or to stop for you. It's critical to comprehend some people really don't care that much about your life and would drive away if they hit you. A potentially life-saving message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Yeah, be safe, guys. Don't cross the street without looking.
Take public transport.
Yeah, take T. As long as it doesn't get delayed by several hours,
right.
Which has been happening a lot in the Green Line, which kind of sucks. Anyways, I guess we'll transition into the second half of the album. I don't know, Theo, do you have anything you wanted to say before we get into the second half?
Second half, more of the same virtues we're getting from this crew. Concept is just a super fun song live. The melody or the harmonies are super interesting. In Faith, we get some really nice poetic imagery from Sophia. And then Clean, again, the lyrics are just daggers. So yeah, why don't we get that rolling?
All right. Yeah, this is Concept, and we're going to start, second half. Concept by Free Range.
Between our windows, and I know imagine where there were not standing at an impasse. It's not like I choose my fears, but there's nothing worse than running from. Can't stand to be so quiet. I lose my head in some dystopian silence. There's no point in me denying that I see stars and I focus on the distance. Set my sight beyond the train line or the road. You knew then that I'd be gone in the morning, like falling in your palm. Face out towards the coastline and the shore. Held my ears close so I could
That's what I found the hardest. feel split in two, but not when I'm with you. And I want you to believe it. In my mind, the sunrise is pulsing through the air. I get lost in my doubts and think that you're not the vision. Pieces of my life on the ground, staring up at me, I'm staring down, wondering why all my memories hold on too tight. There's a darkness around me without you. I feel you breathing, but you're leaving soon. And I fight with the rhythm of the traffic light, flashing green. Thank you.
All right, and that marks the end of Lost and Found by Free Range. That was Tilt Reprise, the last song, kind of bringing it back to the very beginning. Mm. The first song and the last song. I would like to shout out to Joel from New Jersey. He sent me an email saying thanks for putting him on to this. So I'm glad you enjoyed Free Range. This is new stuff to me too, so I've been enjoying this.
Yeah,
but that's the whole album. It's 38 minutes long, kind of a nice short and concise album, but it definitely flies by. So I'll give it to Theo to give our last words on the album.
Yeah. I spoke up to Clean. So Storm, another super fun song live. Andy on slide guitar. Chords are subtly outside of the box, and then you get a All My Thoughts Easter egg, self reference for the real Free Range friend fans. Making that last verse like small is such a powerful choice because it makes the ending so much bigger. Conditions is one of my favorite songs. The flow again, the harmonies again, the tremolo pedal on the slide guitar right at the intro. It's such a nice texture. And I just remember live, Bailey and Andy, and maybe Jack on backing vocals, and I was like, this is the best song ever. I was like, it's just so smooth. Then we get Ringing. This Ringing has an interesting and super subtle groove. It's so minimal. For the first half of the song, like, everything's hitting on the 2 and the 4, except for the vocals. And then we get Tilt. That rounds it all out. Just all in all, lyrics have such strong imagery. They're the masters of subtlety and the masters of space. Totally, qualities that any musician should try.
Less is more. Yeah, well, thanks for choosing the album this week. And to close it off, I'm going to play the Bon Iver song that I kind of like. This kind of reminded me of as I was listening to this. So this is, I guess 0 million, 0000000 million, by Bon Iver from 22 Million. And as always, it's Sebastian, and you're listening to Whom It May Concern on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for having me.
Must have been forces that took me on them wild courses. Who knows how many poses that I've been in. Them the main crosses. Hockey gives me in mind. I cannot really post this. I'll flee. Worry about rain, and I worry about lightning, but I watch them all to the land of the morning, marking the slow song roll in the highlands.
Days have no number.
If it's on me, it's on me, it'll harm me, I'll let it in. Only your motive, I'm to be leading left. So come to your opponent, deep into sight. But worry about no sin. Ain't gonna buy the groceries or middle out locusts or way to find. I hurry about shame and I worry about one path and I wander off.
to come back home. Turn the wall, hold high in the lowland.
Today's have no numbers.
It haunts me, it haunts me, it haunts me like a land. So I can get poisoned, partial to the bleeding vine. Suppose you can't hold shit, how high I've been. What a river don't.